Recorded Books and RB Digital present Borrowed Time by C.J. Lyons, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. Chapter 1. The Perfect Night for Murder. November 1st, the Day of the Dead. In Pittsburgh, rain and mist fogged the streets of East Liberty. Almost midnight, the witching hour. Blake glanced up at the clock above the cash register, his pulse jumping with each flick of the second hand. The kid behind the counter was too busy headbanging to corn to know a killer had him in his sights. Anticipation coiled in Blake's gut, a tightly wound cobra ready to strike. He'd been planning, dreaming this moment for so long, and now, 3, 2, 1, it was here. Time to rock and roll. He whipped the Taurus Raging Bull revolver from his jacket. "Ladies and gentlemen," he announced to the customers, a middle-aged bald guy leafing through jugs and two skinny-assed girls trying to shoplift some Twinkies, "please return to the front of the store. This is a robbery." One of the girls looked up, annoyance on her face at the jerk playing a bad joke. Then she caught sight of the Taurus, its 8-inch chrome-plated barrel gleaming under the fluorescent lights, and tugged at her girlfriend's sleeve. Porn browser didn't notice them edging past him. Blake took aim and shot out the video camera. Porn browser dropped his magazine and jumped back, hands in the air as if he were the one committing a felony. The girls ducked for cover. The clerk stopped chewing his gum, his mouth hanging open as he stared at Blake. "Come on, kid," Blake urged the clerk as he ushered the customers to the front of the store. "You know the drill. Hit the alarm. Do it. Do it." The kid remained a statue. Blake even half turned his back, gave him a golden opportunity, but the clerk didn't move. Jeez it, did he have to do everything himself? He needed to get going. Time was a-wasting. "Empty the drawer," Blake commanded. The kid finally blinked and looked down, fiddled with the register, and, hallelujah, hit the silent alarm.
"Hey, while you're at it, give me a piece of that gum."
The kid looked ready to choke on his own wad of bubblicious. Blake popped a piece into his mouth, enjoying the sugary rush of strawberry flavor found nowhere in the natural world. He cracked a bubble. The loud pop made the kid jump, hands up as if they could stop a bullet. 2 past midnight, and the party was only beginning. "Too many civilians," Officer Kate O'Hearn said as she nudged the Chevy Impala against the curb. From this vantage point, they could see the entire front half of the mini-mart, its neon facade glistening in the November drizzle. Her partner, Rob Hansen, finished calling for backup.
"We'll wait until he comes out. You want point or flank?"
It tickled Kate that even after 3 years together, Rob still asked her preference. Not because he didn't know what she would say, but because he was just that kind of guy. Old-fashioned, polite. Kate manipulated this weakness without remorse. Rob had a wife and 2 kids to go home to. She didn't have anyone depending on her getting home alive. "Point," she told him.
"You always hog all the fun."
He opened the cruiser's door, then turned back.
"No heroics. Wait until I have a clear shot."
"Don't worry. I leave all that John Wayne stuff up to you." Rob lowered himself to a crouch and jogged across the street, hugging the shadows. He concealed himself in the alley beside the store, where he would have an unobstructed view of the actor's back when the gunman exited. Inside the store, the man shoved the bag of cash inside his jacket. The gunman was tall, about 6'4", with a shaved head, wearing a bulky army fatigue parka. Kate could see his lips moving. Who was he talking to? She opened her door. November mist and rain swirled into the cruiser, her vision centered on the gunman and the door he would exit through. Why was he taking so long? Something wasn't right here. The wind ruffled the few short curls that snuck out from beneath the rim of her uniform cap, raising goosebumps on the back of her neck. Was there another actor hiding? Was this an ambush? Kate stood behind the car door, settled into an isosceles position, and took aim. She scanned the location.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?